Good afternoon, UDT.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Troy in?
Yeah, he's actually with a vendor right now, though. Is there something I might be able to help you with?
Yeah, you might be able to. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I was in contact with you guys back in, June about some of our programs, the equipment financing, working capital, but I was told to call back towards the end of the year here, kind of touch base, see how business has been, see if you guys have anything coming up which we might be able to help out.
No, actually, one of our biggest customers just lost a contract, so no, we're not going to be buying any new equipment anytime soon or anything. So.
Oh, no. What's that going to do to the business?
Not sure yet. Not sure.
Was that recent?
Yeah, just happened like 3 weeks ago we found out. So.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Is Troy maybe doing anything to kind of offset that? Is he trying to go out and, you know, pull in some new customers?
Yeah, I'm trying to get us more into the commercial stuff rather than more government stuff. So
yeah, because I mean, you know how the government can be too. They can take a while to pay you as well.
Yep, they sure do.
I mean, yeah, that's seems to be the sentiment when I speak with a lot of business owners and businesses that deal with the manufacturing and machine shop industry. And you know, if you either work with military or government or even aerospace, those hitting those net 60s and maybe pushing it to net 90s kind of sucks for the business, really.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you guys do anything to kind of offset that? I mean, do you ever run into problems with cash? Because I know that typically is something that might happen.
Oh, yeah, we do, but I've never done any type of short-term financing because to me it's just so expensive, it's just not worth it. So, there's been times where I've held my paycheck back or whatever I need to do to, you know, help out, or we'll pay some other stuff late and get a $39 late fee rather than, you know, spending 30% interest on a short-term capital type of thing. So I've never
right. So yeah. Obviously, you're familiar with the other program that I mentioned that I was speaking with Troy about originally. Yeah. I mean, what are you guys gonna do though? Like, how are you gonna kind of resurface other than moving into commercial? Are you guys shifting your focus entirely?
No. We still have a pretty big customer base. So
okay,
I mean,
that's
been in
good.
Business for like. Since 1971 or something.
Oh wow, that's a while.
Yeah.
That's good though. That means you guys are established and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a typical time where you guys kind of do evaluate if you need some equipment or capital?
It's usually dependent upon a need, but right now, I mean, we've got more machines than I can even tell you. We've got a 15,000 square foot facility.
Oh wow.
Now, so, I mean,
how many machines do you guys have out there?
We've got 3 CNC lathes, we've got 5-axis mill, we've got 3 4-axis mills, we've got another small mill, we've got a bunch of manuals. I mean, we've got this huge-ass water jet. It's like a 10 by 20 or 11 by 22. So, I mean, yeah, we're pretty set up. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you're one of the first that has the water jets. I mainly deal with the typical CNCs, you know, the verticals and the horizontals, but that's about it.
Yeah, we've got an EDM wire machine, so yeah, we got our bases pretty covered. There's nothing really over here that we can't build. So.
It seems like you guys are super efficient too. I mean, you have multiple different types of machines that can cover multiple different types of jobs, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, from big to small. I mean, we do stuff that's, you know, less than half an inch big to stuff that's 20 feet long. So yeah.
Now, typically, did you guys start off with like government contracts and then stay
that? Actually, that's how the business started. Anyways, they started back in like San Diego, California.
Oh, yep, that's where we're based out of.
Yeah, with the SDV program, it's an SEAL delivery vehicle or whatever for the Navy SEALs. And when that program moved to Panama City, the business moved with them. So, yep.
Wow, interesting. Okay, and are you guys like trying to just do like marketing campaigns to you know, branch out, or is it all word of mouth? Like, how do you guys bring in new customers? How do you attract
them?
Right
now, it's just word of mouth. I haven't even done any type of marketing yet. As a matter of fact, I just haven't had the time, and with us just kind of finding out about this, haven't really put anything else into play just yet. I mean, we're good for at least through the end of the year and, you know, a little bit beyond that, but yeah. So
okay.
We'll be fine. We've struggled before. It's not going to be the death of us. So.
Of course. No, I was just, you know, calling to touch base, kind of see how the business has been. It seems like, you know, you got you guys, feet steady, but maybe is there like an email address? I can just shoot you over my contact information just in case
Absolutely.
Anything ever comes up.
Yep. It's Casey, spelled Cassie, at UDT Machine.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Okay, I'll just shoot you over my information. You can have me on file. I know it's, not at the top of your list right now to even consider doing some financing, but if the time ever comes, time ever arises, machine breaks down, something like that, or you're looking to replace something, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to help you guys out, see what we can do.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling me.
Of course, appreciate the time.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.